Earlier in the show, we heard from Don Christman, one of three men who have attended every Super Bowl. We turn now to a man who recently sat down to watch every edition of America's Big Game, Justin Peters. Whose crazy idea was this?
It was my editor's idea. He reached out to me at the beginning of December and said, we got this idea. It's the 50th Super Bowl coming up. We think it'd be fun if you sat down and watched all 49 preceding Super Bowls and wrote about it. And naturally, when I heard this idea, I'm like, yes, I'm in, getting paid to sit on my butt and watch football. Like, what could be better? And then I soon learned that pretty much anything could be better than sitting and having to watch every Super Bowl game.
I'd like to have you read a few lines from your article in which you answer your own question, the question being, what are we celebrating when we watch the Super Bowl?
After watching all of these games, it seems to me that we are actually watching the triumph of money over good sense. Living proof that if you spend enough cash on something, you can make it matter to the world, even though the world has every reason to recoil.
Now, your average viewer of all 49 games might conclude that, hey, you know, the Super Bowl is awesome. So you came to an entirely different conclusion.
Yeah, I suppose my conclusion was, look, in 2016, even the casual NFL fan knows that professional football, there are a lot of things about it that are not awesome, right? It's a tremendously dangerous sport. In many ways, you know, it's starting to become more and more indefensible to sit and say, look, I'm a football fan. I'm an NFL fan, when you realize what all of that sort of actually entails. And the Super Bowl, basically, I'm not sure whether it was always like this, but I certainly think right now it's sort of a license to forget all of that stuff.
Just in the interest of balance, I'm going to ask you whether you came out of this experience of watching 49 Super Bowls with a favorite story.
Yeah, I was really taken with Super Bowl 22, Redskins versus the Broncos. You may or may not remember that it was John Elway for the Broncos versus Doug Williams for the Redskins. The Broncos put up 10 points. The Redskins did nothing. They looked terrible. And then the second quarter comes around. And Doug Williams has the quarter of his life. By the time the second quarter is over, the Redskins have put up 35 points. The score is 35-10. And the entire world is sitting and watching and saying, what just happened?
And, of course, that game and the battle between those two quarterbacks had a significance that transcended football.
Yeah, Doug Williams was the first African-American quarterback to start in a Super Bowl game. Mm-hmm. And this was at a time where a lot of people in football tried to actively dissuade black athletes from playing quarterback, thinking that they weren't up to the task of sort of managing an offense like that. And he was doing so for the Redskins, who were the last NFL team to have a racially integrated roster. And that perhaps is what struck me most of all, that there's all of this sort of hoopla about the significance of the Super Bowl. But this was a significant Super Bowl besides just being a football game.
Having done such a magnificent job with this assignment of watching 49 straight Super Bowls, have you any fear that your editor is now going to say, okay, Justin, now let's watch all the NBA Finals and all the Stanley Cup Finals, and how about that World Series, lineup?
Yeah, I will quit. If my editor is listening, fair warning, I will quit if that is my next assignment.
You can find a link to Justin Peters' Slate magazine piece, How the Super Bowl Became America's Most Important Event, by visiting onlyagame.org. Justin, thanks very much. This has been fun.
Hey, it was fun for me too. Thanks for having me.